This is Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder of Slapfish Restaurant Group, and you're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. And this is my go-to spot for all things food-related in Southern California.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And yes, we will be with you next Saturday for Memorial Day weekend with a fresh show. So no worries that we're going on vacation. We're going to be with you. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information that just enhances what we do here on Saturday morning and gives you some added visuals of the restaurants and the food that we talk about. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. South Coast Plaza is celebrating their 55th anniversary this year, and they do it in style. And the big dinner event they're doing is June the 5th at Knife Pleat in the penthouse at South Coast Plaza. It is a dinner benefiting the Careers Through Culinary Arts program. Very, very special evening. The culinary talent is really unbelievable that is going to be part of this. And limited to 125 guests and pretty close to being sold out. And the co-headlining chef is CCAP alum Amar Santana of Vaca, which is literally right across the street from South Coast Plaza, and also Broadway by Amar Santana, his first restaurant on his own, which is in Laguna Beach. And it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Amar back to the show. Amar, thanks for hanging in there.
Absolutely. It's good to be here, man.
Thanks, Amar. We were talking about more of the details of the evening, Amar. The official name for the event is OC Chefs, The Next Generation. And we should mention, for ticket information, the website is ccapinc.org. That's ccapinc.org. And when you get to the homepage, there's a little headliner on the top in red that talks about events. Just click on Los Angeles, and then you will go to all the details about OC Chefs, The Next Generation. Now, Amar, you're participating in a big way because you are doing the first two courses that we've talked about that are both going to be paired with a premium wine. But you have a mixologist in your organization who's a bit of a character. Of course, I think Amar.
We love Michael Rooney. Michael Rooney is the best.
Any Irish mixologist, you know, has to be someone with a story, wouldn't you agree, Amar?
Especially when you look great Irish and you look like a bartender at the same time, which is we've never seen that before, right?
You know, Amar, never. But as part of what's going on for that evening, he is going to be preparing a signature cocktail. Give our listeners a little feel, if you can, Amar, for the skilled artisan that Michael Rooney is, because he's been a big part of your growth at both Broadway and Vaca.
Michael Rooney is one of those individuals that's super amazing and so good at what he does. And what I like about it is that what he's creating, you know, cocktails, the same way when I create dishes, we have a palate, right? We have a taste. So we always look after each other. You know, it's like, Rooney, try this sauce. Let me know what do you think. And he's like, oh, you know, a little acid. Or he comes to me when he's creating the cocktail. He's like, what do you think? I was like, you know what? It's a little flat. It's a little watered down. You need this and that. So we always work with each other to come up with these things, you know. And it's great working with him.
Now, if I'm remembering correctly, when you were doing your research for Vaca going back a few years ago now, Amar, didn't Michael also accompany you on one of those research trips to Spain? And I think he was researching vermouth and some other spirits. Am I remembering that correctly?
That trip to Spain, he went on his own because he loved vermouth so much. And when we were in Spain, I met and Gabby, you know, a few years back. We were like, we have to have our own. We have to make our own. And Rooney worked on this recipe for like, I don't know, 5-6 months. He was ordering ingredients. And I'm like, come on, working. I was like, what the hell is this? Like, oh, that's we need that ingredient. We need this. We need that. It's like 40 ingredients that goes into this vermouth. But let me tell you, it's freaking amazing.
And, you know, again, Amar, I think we've made the point that he's remarkably creative. So just so our listeners know, Michael is going to be doing a signature cocktail for the evening that will be available during the reception. And his counterpart at Knife Pleat, Victor Marino, also is going to be doing a signature cocktail that will be available that evening. And we really haven't talked about the reception, but before the dinner, there's going to be this very elaborate reception with champagne, these signature cocktails. And as Amar was mentioning earlier, a lot of his colleagues that are the premier chefs at South Coast Plaza will be preparing these appetizers that will be passed. And again, just to kind of intrigue you with who's involved in all of this, it is Ross Pangilinan, who came from the Patina Restaurant Group, who has Terrace by Mixmix at South Coast Plaza, which is doing very well. One of the premier high-end sushi restaurants in all of Southern California, not just Orange County, James Hamori, pretty well known from Hamori Restaurant and Sushi Bar. John Park, who we mentioned, who has the new Tableau in South Coast Plaza. And then a new restaurant from Nick Weber that a lot of people remember from the Cannery, which is about to open, called Populaire. So again, to start things off, we're not even talking about the seated four-course dinner. We're talking about what precedes it at the reception is going to be these signature cocktails, champagne, and these incredible appetizers. Amar, I think that definitely will get the lucky group ready for dinner. What do you think?
This is what I'm saying. For $475 a ticket, you get to spend the night with us, eating, drinking, having fun, doing this for a good cause, you know, because all this money goes towards CCAP, and we need this generation of new chefs to continue, you know, the whole culinary, you know, scene, because right now we don't have cooking schools here anymore. We don't have a farm of chefs, you know, to come to the restaurant like we used to have before. So supporting CCAP is great because they're the one that making, you know, chefs to come into our kitchen now.
No, you know, Amar, very important point. And for our listeners that have not spent any time with Amar, as you can tell, he's very outgoing. And that evening, he's not going to be hiding in the kitchen. He will be out interacting with the guests. And that, in my mind, definitely adds to the evening. And Amar, what we haven't talked about is there's another element in the evening that raises money for CCAP and also rewards the guests for being there. There's going to be both an exciting silent auction and live auction with just incredible things that people can buy. And you can be sure they're incredible restaurant experiences. One actually that has been donated by Chef Amar and his business partner, Ahmed, an incredible dinner. But there will be also other experiences like that, travel opportunities, trips to wine country, and so on. Part of the evening is the silent and live auction, and it is going to be led by Matthew Allnett, who is the general manager and COO of the prestigious Jonathan Club in downtown LA, also huge CCAP supporters. And Matthew is just a great auctioneer because he really knows how to get everybody into the action. And Amar, I don't think you've had a chance to experience Matthew behind the auction podium yet, but I'll tell you, you have a treat in store there because, you know, Matthew really knows how to handle that auction hammer. And again, ladies and gentlemen, for ticket information, it is limited to 125 guests at $475, all going to CCAP, very, very close to being sold out. The website is ccapinc.org, CCAPINC.org. When you get on the homepage, there'll be a banner that says events. Click on LA, and there you are. You can get all the information. You can buy tickets online. And as Amar and I both guarantee, it is going to be an evening to remember and quite a value.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, everybody, if you get the chance to go, buy a ticket, come and support CCAP, and just have a fun night with us in South Coast Plaza.
Couldn't be a better deal. Now, Amar, before we say goodbye, you have something at Vaca that I've recently experienced that I'd love to tell the listeners about because it's a little bit unexpected. And you have this weekly express lunch that changes by the week that is three courses, including dessert. Tell us a little bit about that, because that's a heck of a value, too.
Well, what I like about, you know, my guys in the kitchen is, you know, my chefs there, it's for them to have fun. You know, we started doing this menu, you know, because I want the chef to get excited to come to work every day. And every week, one of the chefs decides to do a menu. You know, we approve it, we taste it, we do it, and it keeps the kitchen fun. It keeps the guys motivated, you know, creating, and they feel like they're part of the kitchen. When we, you know, when I tell them, hey, come up with something next week for the prefix and let's do this menu. And it's tasty, it's good, it's fast, it's delicious, affordable. You don't want to miss it.
All those good things. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Amar Santana, newly indoctrined into the OC Power List by Riviera, is one of the 50 most influential people in Orange County, but the executive chef and co-proprietor of both Vaca in Costa Mesa and Broadway by Amar Santana in Laguna Beach, two outstanding restaurants in Orange County. And we look forward to seeing Amar on June 5th. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, yes, it is my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, and we're going to be talking about his dinner for Outstanding in the Field. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.